ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् 8th canto chapter 6 entitled The Demigods and the Demons Declare a Truce. Text 20. Arayopi Sati Karyartha Gaurave Ahimushikavaddeva Hyarthasya Padavim Gataihi Arayopi Sandheyaha Sati Karyartha Gaurave Ahimushika Vaddeva Hyarthasya Padavim Gataihi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O demigods, fulfilling one's own interests is so important that one may even have to make a truce with one's enemies. For the sake of one's self-interest, one has to act according to the logic of the snake and the mouse. Purport. A snake and a mouse were once caught in a basket. Now, since the mouse is food for the snake, this was a good opportunity for the snake. However, since both of them were caught in the basket, even if the snake ate the mouse, the snake would not be able to get out. Therefore, the snake thought it wise to make a truce with the mouse and asked the mouse to make a hole in the basket so that both of them could get out. The snake's intention was that after the mouse made the hole, the snake would eat the mouse and escape from the basket through the hole. This is called the logic of the snake and the mouse. It's very interesting that the Supreme Absolute Truth is teaching diplomacy, cheating, kind of a duplicity, and politics. Very difficult to understand. But then, the Lord is the source of everything. Janmadyasayataha. Anything that we see in this world, anything that you can imagine, that you can see, that you can perceive, is here in this material world as a perverted reflection because it's there in the Supreme Lord in its pure state. So there is pure diplomacy, it's pure politics, pure cheating also. Krishna says, Chalam Chalayatam Asmi. I am the best of all cheats. When he cheats so perfectly that nothing is left with the other person. That is why the devotees trust the Lord. Even if he cheats, no problem. He will cheat me of all my nonsense and give me the essence. So we find, Prabhupada writes in a later purport, he says, politics, diplomacy, propensity to cheat, etc., is seen in individual and social negotiations between parties in this world and even in the heavenly planets. Anywhere in this material world you go, these things are seen. In very refined circles, these activities are also very refined. But this propensity is there. In lower levels, it is very gross. But in a sophisticated society, these activities are also very sophisticated. But it's there nevertheless. Because the nature of the material world is such that you have to make a truce and do whatever is necessary to just to survive. That's why it's called struggle for existence. So, but one thing Prabhupada writes later, of course, both had similar intentions. Ahimushikavat. The demigods are thinking they are the smart guys. Because we'll take the help of the demons just to churn. Once the nectar comes, we're going to take it. But the only problem was, demons were also thinking they are Ahi and they are Mushika. The demigods are Mushika. So both had similar intentions. But of course, it was guaranteed that demigods would win. And demigods would become very happy. Because Supreme Personality of Godhead was on their side. He was instructing them. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas broke the rules. The Kauravas also broke the rules several times. Duryodhan was hit by breaking the rule on part of Duryodhan, Bhima. Karna was killed by breaking the rule on part of Yudhishthir Maharaj by telling lies. Similarly, the Kauravas also broke rules to kill Abhimanyu, several others. They wholeheartedly broke, of course. They restrictedly broke, the Pandavas. So somebody may say, what was the difference? The difference was, the Pandavas never broke the rules for their own interest. Only when Krishna provoked them for his satisfaction, they were ready to give up their lower self-interest. For the rest of history, they were ready to be criticized for not following dharma, if that's what pleased Krishna. While the Kauravas, their only intention was, we will do whatever is necessary to win this battle, to enjoy my self-interest. If the following dharma helps me to win, I'll follow dharma scrutinizingly. If breaking those principles help me to win, we will fully break at all levels. Because we are not concerned with dharma, we are concerned with my self-interest. While the Pandavas, Arjuna didn't bother. He said, to hell with this battle. I would rather beg and live rather than killing my own worshipable superiors. But when he came to know the Krishna's interest, thy will be done. My Lord, if your interest is this, then that interest is, I will do anything. I will make truce with anyone. If that's what pleases you. To love means to serve, and to serve means to please. And to please out of love, he was ready to do that service, whatever it meant. Because that interest was so intense, he could get away with all these things. Kunti Maharani says, Ratim udvahatamadha gangai vaughamudanvati. If love for God is so strong, so spontaneous and natural, that to achieve that interest, a person may be in the world and deal with everything else, and like Mother Ganga, carries away all little bushes here and there, everything goes into the sea. Everything is forgiven or forgotten by Krishna, because exclusive interest, there is no self-interest in terms of the bodily self, the lower self, but the self-interest of the higher self. But when the self-interest of the lower self takes predominance over the self-interest of the higher self, then even practice of religion is also becomes a lower principle. Because you are using it as a means to an end which is actually not pure. Even though the means are pure, because the end is not pure, it's all impure. So Duryodhan's falling of dharma was also useless, because he was not following dharma for the sake of dharma. He was following dharma because it was serving his purpose to achieve his self-interest. Therefore, motive is most important. Self-interest. Twice the Supreme Lord is mentioning this verse. O demigods, fulfilling one's own interests is so important that one may even have to make a truce with one's enemies. For the sake of one's self-interest, one has to act according to the logic of the snake and the mouse. Self-interest. But then the question is, what is the self? That there is a lower self, the body, the mind, the ego. Then there is the higher self, the pure self. Nate vidu swarthagatim hi vishnum durashayaye bahirarthamanina arthasya gaurave. This word artha, hi arthasya padavim gate. Artha, artha means value. What is of value? If we are the body, satisfying the senses is of utmost value. Because that's the self. If we are the mind, to satisfy the whims and fancies of the mind, which is always flickering and changing, is of highest value. If we are the ego, then whatever pleases the ego is of highest value. But if we are the soul, then to satisfy the needs of the soul is of the highest value. So it depends. Self-interest depends upon our understanding of the self. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion. He is establishing in the whole 17 chapters, he is establishing. This dharma, that dharma, kshatriya dharma, stri dharma, jati dharma, kula dharma, desha dharma, all dharma. And in the end he said, parityaji, give up all nonsense, just surrender unto me. All other interests are simply meant to bring us to the point of understanding what is the real self and completely make that self-interest the ultimate goal. Like Mother Ganga. Flow with one-pointed attention till it joins the sea. No obstacle. Any obstacle can be easily overcome. But till that point, we cannot justify other things. We find the Supreme Personality of Godhead's father used diplomacy. Vasudev used diplomacy with Kamsa just to gain time. He also used that. After marriage, they were just going. Suddenly, there was this Akashvani. Voice, unembodied voice from the sky. You fool, Kamsa. You're carrying your sister. Her eighth son will be your death personified. Till then, Kamsa was showing so much love, affection to Devaki. Because she is my sister. Mine. Kamsa, the great. And my sister. Because I am great, she should be given the greatest reception, greatest procession. Personally, I will make sure. Because my connection. But then, when that self-interest was affected, he didn't care who that other person was. Sister, father, mother, brother, whoever, who cares? It's very nicely described in the 10th canto. That verse says, he showed his original nature, his hidden nature. Actually, it was very obvious. He was trying to hide, but it just came out. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an unembodied voice addressed him, "You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you." Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand and took up his sword with his right to sever her head from her body. This is in front of the whole relatives. Practically, his whole kingdom is watching. So shameless. Wanting to pacify Kamsa, who was so cruel and envious that he was shamelessly ready to kill his sister, the great soul Vasudev, who was to be the father of Krishna, spoke to him in following words. Very interesting how Vasudev uses every word. He was a diplomat. He was a Kshatriya. He knew the art of diplomacy, politics. And he is using it now. But for Krishna's sake. For Krishna's interest. But then Krishna will come only if Devaki is alive. Of course, Krishna can come anywhere. He can come from Kamsa's head also. He can come from a pillar, why not from anywhere else? But then, it was foretold, Krishna has will. His will was exhibited, expressed. I am going to appear as eighth son. So his will is Krishna's will. It's Krishna's interest. And therefore, to execute that, he was ready to be and make a truce. In fact, to praise and glorify and submit and surrender to this dreaded, shameless, sinful, envious personality, Kamsa. Actually, as Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling just a few days back, actually we have to put ourselves in the shoes of this great personality when we are reading Bhagavatam. Then we understand. Just imagine, life is going on smooth. Everything is smooth. Marriage party is going on, glorification is going on happily. And one little voice from the sky lasting for about 10 seconds. Everything goes topsy-turvy. Finished. The whole facade, paraphernalia of gay and wonderful, you know, gaiety. Finished. In 1 second. A question of life and death. And if he had tried to protect and tried to fight with Kamsa, both would have ended. He knew the power of Kamsa. So then he has to use his diplomacy. Diplomacy says sama, dana, danda and bheda. Danda, out of question. How can I punish this powerful fellow? So I have to use sama, pacifying that person. Dana, giving him some, you know, bait for him to get attracted and leave the main thing, that activity. And bheda, to create a subtle fear in his heart. This is how politics, this is how diplomacy subtly deals with. This is exhibited here. He says just one verse, and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, in this one verse, he used all the three. Sri Vasudev Uvacha, Shlaghaniya guna shurair bhavan bhoja yashaskaraha sakatham bhaginim hanyat striyam udvaha parvani. Vasudev said, my dear brother-in-law Kamsa, you are the pride of your family, the Bhoja dynasty, Bhoja Yashaskaraha. The great heroes praise your qualities, Shlaghaniya Gunaha. You have such glorious qualities, which you are exhibiting right now. How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman? First of all, a woman, your own sister, on the occasion of her marriage. Triple A she is serving. A woman, your own sister, younger sister, should be, in Vedic culture, elder brother is as good as father. And then on the day of her marriage, Udvaha Parvani, this is the gift you are giving. Thank you, my dear brother-in-law. What a gift. Just think about you, what's going to happen to you. Forget about Devaki. No problem. We will go wherever we have to. Think about you with this one stroke. What will happen to you? Because you are such a glorious person. Sama. Shlaghaniya guna shurai. You are the most, what do you say, powerful hero. This indirectly is telling, do you think this befits a hero? He takes a sword and goes in the fire and then kills a rat and comes back. What is this? What did a big thing you do? I kill a lion. Helpless lady. Poor thing. And this is where you are showing your, that means you are so scared of death. Kshatriyas should fight. Bhoja Yashaskara, you are the best of the Bhoja dynasty. Shlaghaniya Gunaha, you have such wonderful qualities. Sama. Sometimes people use this. Some are very expert. Some people, naturally they speak like that. Aap jaise dani log hain, isi liye to hum jaise bhikari log aaye aapke paas. Aapke pitaji ne humne suna udhar diya hai, hospital ke liye daan diya, uske liye daan diya. Aap jaise daniyon ki kripa se to hum log chal rahe hain maharaj. So some people know, sometimes they don't know what they are doing, but they have natural skills. Very diplomatic in their, Saraswati resides on their tongue. They are able to achieve what they want, self-interest. Because they use, this is a natural inbuilt skill. Some are born with it, some have to cultivate. So, Shlaghaniya guna shurair bhavan bhoja yashaskaraha sakatham bhaginim. Your own sister you are killing? This is bheda. Creating a little fear. Be fearful of your name and fame. Kamsa, who killed his own sister. Younger sister. On a day of her marriage. And he says, hanyat striyam. You're killing a woman? If you don't kill her, your fame will be known as, number one, gain fame by not killing a woman. Especially knowing that she is going to be the cause of your death, still you spared her. People will glorify you. My God! That fellow was right in his hand, but he spared him. Chal tujhe chhod diya aaj. This is, he's talking about dana. You will be known for having released, even though you could have killed her, but you released her. Theek hai, no problem. And also, sparing the life and helping others. Sometimes if you save somebody's life, people glorify you. So you will be known for sparing the life of your sister. You could have easily killed, but you spared her a daan. You gave daan. You will also get a lot of benefit. Otherwise, in this life and in the next, you will go to hell by this inglorious activity. And he speaks on and on and on. But Kamsa is Kamsa, hard-hearted. His self-interest is so strong, so deep, so absorbed in that, that nothing else goes into his head right now. He's so focused on his own self-interest. We can take it positively also. When a person's true self-interest is so focused, anyone says anything to discourage him or praise him, whatever, pacify him, whatever, that person will never compromise. The same perverted reflection we see in Kamsa. In spite of telling him in such a nice way, very pleasingly, still, because of his deep, deep absorption on the bodily concept and sense gratification, he wasn't, you know, able to understand all this. And still again he went to actually kill. And that was the time when, as long as Vasudeva started contemplating, how can I save her? And then he says, as long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. It is an offense to commit suicide. Very heinous offense. One cannot. It should be protected at any cost. One should save one's life at any cost. One should live for 100 years. Of course, in the principle of Ishopanishad. Ishopanishad says, if one lives like this, he should aspire to live for 100 years. So, one should use one's strength and one's intelligence. Strength cannot be used against Kamsa, obviously. It's too powerful. The only thing left was, Vasudeva had to use his intelligence. He said, all right, forget about the 8th child. When he is born, let us see. But for the 8th to be born, she should be alive first of all. If she is not alive, what will happen? So, my immediate thing is to make a truce, protect her at least. Then we will see. Because the Lord's will is there. Maybe Kamsa will die of heart attack before the 8th child is born. Maybe Kamsa will die in some other way. Maybe one of the child will be able to kill. So let us at least protect her now. With this in mind, he makes a truce and says, all right, I will personally hand you every child that is born. Right? You are scared only of the 8th child. Why are you killing her? You gain your name and fame and prestige and everything is retained intact and you are protected from the 8th child. I will hand you every child. Forget about 8th. Every child I am going to hand you over. And Vasudeva is such a man of integrity. Even a sinful, envious person like Kamsa has faith. That is a sadhu. A person has full faith in the integrity of that individual. Dhira adhira jana priyav priyakarav nirmatsarav pujitav. Only a person who is actually non-envious can maintain that integrity. Otherwise, very difficult to maintain one's integrity. Nirmat sarav pujitav. So, the Shat Goswamis were respected by rogues and the dhira or the saintly people. Equally, everyone loved. You can only trust someone who can trust his own senses. If we cannot trust our own senses, How can others trust us? So Vasudeva said, all right. Kamsa said, all right. And Vasudeva was able to protect. So we find here that diplomacy, politics, etc. is used by great devotees. Vasudeva used it. Raghunath Das Goswami used it on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami used diplomatic skills. He bribed. He spoke lies in one sense that I am going to Makkah and you are such a peer. Same kind of, to the jailer he used, you are such a saintly fellow, you will get the benefit of releasing a conditioned soul. And he bribed him. So, this seems justified. Vidura also cheated Sanjaya, Yudhishthir, everyone to actually take away Dhritarashtra. For his eternal real self-interest. And for Yudhishthir and Sanjaya's self-interest also. So that even little bit of attachment to Yudhishthir, that I am protecting this person, that attachment or that feeling, that should also go away. You are not the protector. Krishna will protect him, give him the best. You just manage your own self. Indirectly. That was the message. Narada Muni came and pacified. So, and in that purport, Prabhupada writes a very important phrase. He says, great men cheat for a great cause. Great men cheat for a great cause. So, we cannot use this to justify our cheating. Because we are neither great, nor our cause is great. And therefore, there is a tendency we may justify. Because while dealing with material people and material world, you have to have all these things. Because that's the nature of this world. These are the necessary evils of an institution. If you are simple sitting in Vrindavan and or forest or chanting Hare Krishna, no need to deal with money, no need to deal with position, people, nothing. But the moment you want to preach on a big scale, on the instruction of the great acharyas, it is this acharya's desire. And why they had the desire? Because their Lord made the desire. Prithivite achajato nagaradigram. To fulfill that desire, a devotee is ready to make truce with this material world, to take money, to organize things, to manage with, you know, deal with people, materialistic people, deal with matter, money. An institution means hierarchy. Hierarchy means position. Position means power, influence. Why deal with all this? Get out. Just live peacefully, chant Hare Krishna. But then the Lord's desire is there. I want you to make a truce with all this, because ultimately nectar will come out which is beneficial for everyone. And therefore, a devotee takes that risk. But then there is a danger. When we are dealing with matter and materialistic people in this world, since we have been conditioned since time immemorial, and these kind of dealings, diplomacy, cheating, these are the nature of a conditioned soul. It is so deeply ingrained that the moment we, just like if we are smokers, for 20, 20, 30 years we are smoking, and we are somehow, you know, through Smokers Anonymous or Alcoholic Anonymous, somehow we are able to, you know, keep away. But next time, even little smell comes or little association, the whole thing comes with full dose. Comes back. The conditioning comes back. So there is a tendency in institutions, there is a tendency when we deal in the name of preaching with matter, materialistic people, and organizing and money, invariably our lower self-interest may also come. We don't even know whether it is genuinely Krishna's interest, Guru's interest, or is it my interest? So yes, we may justify in the name of preaching, as Soliness Radhanath Maharaj was once expressing. Prabhupada said, by hook or by crook, distribute books. And devotee did go out and used many methods, by hook or by crook. And amazing results came out, but in the process, it became a second nature for them to speak something pleasing with a different intention in heart. And it became such a nature, it became such a second habit for them, even coming back into the temple and dealing with Vaishnavas, that same nature came out. And because of which, after years and years, 20, 30 years of doing it, they are no more active in Krishna consciousness anymore. Their original self-interest was kept aside. Without their knowledge, gradually Maya infiltrated. And the institution's self-interest was also regressed for some time to a large extent. So therefore, what do we do about it? It requires that kind of maturity to understand what I am dealing with and how much can I go and how much can I actually handle. Am I really so great? And is my intention really so great that I can cheat? And it is for Krishna's interest. And it will be wonderful. It will be glorious. Or will I cheat myself? Which means, we cannot imitate. That is why when Lord Shiva could drink all that poison that came out of his churning, and he could go on. Can we digest this poison? We cannot imitate. We have to follow in the footsteps. And as Soliness Radhanath Maharaj generally repeats for this Chaitanya Charitamrita statement of Prabhupada, we have to always take an inventory of our sincerity, our seriousness about real self-interest, and our motivations. Unless we have purity and simplicity, because diplomacy, cheating, etc. means duplicity, and spiritual life means saralta, simplicity. You can be a powerful diplomat and yet be simple. You can be dealing with this whole impure material atmosphere and still be very pure. Provided our self-interest is so strong, real self-interest is so strong, that all of this can be taken in its course and still we could move towards the ocean of devotion. So purity of thought and our motives, and simplicity and straightforwardness in our relations and in our dealings. If we don't introspect or take an inventory regularly, which is what spirituality is basically, it's an inner journey. If we get so absorbed external, it's an internal journey. It's a long journey. So many mountains, so many oceans, so many forests in this journey home. back home. So many big mountains of ego, big oceans of greed, and big forests of illusion. It's a long journey. But if Krishna's interest is kept very, very strong, and the interest is kept very strong by maintaining that purity and maintaining that simplicity and using God-given talents to the best of our ability and capacity, then we can be in the world and deal, make truce with anyone, and yet in the end achieve the nectar. Because yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdhara tatra shri vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirmatir mama. Krishna says, where there is Krishna, the end of Gita says, where there is Krishna, the Supreme Lord's interest is kept the focus, and where there is a devotee whose interest is non-different from Krishna's interest, there, tatra shri, there is all opulence without contamination. Vijaya, there is bound to be victory in the end. And dhruva nitir, there is all morality, even though we are dealing with the world and doing whatever is necessary to just get things done. Dhruva nitir, there is perfect morality. Matir mama, this is Sanjaya's opinion to this blind Dhritarashtra, who in spite of hearing all this still can't understand. We can't be like Dhritarashtra to open our eyes. Hare Krishna. So, any questions or comments? Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the nice class. I have one doubt. When we are dealing the things, you said some sort of diplomacy we can use it for the higher cause, higher purpose. But what is the boundary for that? How much we can go for that? What is the particular line we can margin? You can put a draw a line. Up to where you can go. Because it's very, we are the devotees, and whatever the activities we do, it will be highlighted in future, whatever the dealings. But if you do diplomacy, how can you draw the line on this? Because this is what I wanted to do.
Two things I can say. First, the Lord is telling you to make a truce and all use this diplomacy with demons. With materialistic people. He's not telling that you make a deal with other demigods. Varuna, you make with Indra this kind of dealing. So first of all, you are dealing with matter, as I said. Material consciousness or matter. Matter means material consciousness again. Because we are purely spiritual and matter is totally anti to spirit, when dealing with matter or matter, material consciousness, be very, very careful. Like a surgeon goes into an operating theater after putting the mask, after putting gloves, and as soon as he goes in, make sure that you are fully taken precaution. Do just whatever is necessary. As soon as you come out, throw the mask, throw that thing, and and completely make sure that you take a Dettol bath. What is that? Antiseptic bath. So before going out to deal with it, finish your 16 rounds. And after coming back, see the Lord and chant some nice prayers before going to bed. Every day, purify yourself before entering into your business. Business means world. You have to do. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanya, each one has their duty dealing with the material world. Before going, take precautions. After coming, cleanse yourself. That is the first. As regards dealings amongst devotees, sometimes when our dealings involves money, involves some kind of material activities, material things, because even though that is spirit, in Krishna's service it's all spirit, but we don't see it as spirit, unfortunately. We are not on that platform. So we have to be mature enough to have different hats. If two devotees are coming together to do some business, keep your Vaishnava hat aside, put your business hat, deal with it, take off that hat, then embrace, not before. halfway through the exchange, suddenly don't put the devotee hat. But you know, Vaishnava should be tolerant and you know, be magnanimous. Kuch lohi mat na. Kyun kar raha hai? This confuses, bewilders. So we have to have that maturity. We are dealing with material subject matter, let's deal with it. We are different. Right now, I'm finished. Now I'm sitting as a Vaishnava, tell me. So as a manager, you have to deal, manage things. But as a Vaishnava, this requires high level of purity, simplicity and maturity. Without that, there is a tendency to get caught. It's like playing kabaddi with Maya. You know, kabaddi when they go, first of all take a deep breath. Then you go inside. The moment they enter the opposite's field, they are on their toes and always alert. The job is not to get caught, otherwise you are out. But drag as many people as possible. That is the purpose. I am going to make sure that people out there become Krishna conscious. That their money can be used in Krishna's service. Their efforts, their energy can be used in Krishna's service. Material can be used in Krishna's service. They can be used in Krishna's service. But in the process, if you get inside and they all catch you and you are out. Your breath is out. In this way, the whole team goes out, you know, to protect someone else comes, he's gone. It's tough. It's one against the whole Maya. It's whole Maya out there. Mama Maya Duratyaya. You can't win. As long as your breath is safe and you're alert. Alert means seeing through the eyes of scriptures. And taking a breath means purity. We have to maintain our good sadhana before going out. Otherwise, our deep second nature is there to exploit. To exploit is our inherent second condition, constitutional position, since time immemorial. So enjoying, to be the controller, to be the proprietor is there. So deep rooted. It can come inside. Therefore, seriousness, sincerity, and no material motives. So we have to always take an inventory. Every morning, every evening. Then, no problem. Our motives are very clear. Then, Krishna knows, we know. Sometimes we may not know, but Krishna knows. Somebody has to tell us. Alright? Yes, Madhu. Can you pass the mic? One last question.
Hare Krishna. The same thing that you were saying, when I go office to office and door to door for book distribution to distribute Krishna Prem, there's so much of anxiety that you face when dealing with materialistic people. The whole day it's going on, you know, it's not easy. And like you said, you must chant your rounds before you go. And but it plays on you. It's not easy. You know, you have to go back again and again. And they're all different kinds of people you're dealing with. it becomes sometimes very difficult. It's like a lot of anxiety on me. Because
we have to actually, first of all, each one should know their capacity, number one. We have faith in the Lord, but we should, calculated risk, it is said. Fools dare where the angels fear to tread. We cannot be foolish. Krishna has given us intelligence. We have to use our intelligence to understand who am I, what's my nature, what's my talent, what's my gift, what is my capacity. It takes, one time I made a prayer to Srila Prabhupada, only 2-line offering I made. I said, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, give me the courage and the humility to accept what I am. You have to have the courage to face what you are, insignificant, puny, little devotee, in inverted commas. So, give us the courage and the humility to accept what we are, insignificant, useless, completely feeble endeavors. But I said, give me good intelligence and strength not to remain where I am. You need good intelligence to know the path and the strength to continue on that path after determining that path. So, the two powers actually that we derive to go out, by going out, we are able to give. But it's just like a well. Devotee's heart is like a well. Right? If you don't take out the water from the well water will rot. You have to take out the water. We have to distribute. But to distribute, if you go on distributing, put 10 pipes and put a 50 horsepower motor, what will happen to the well? The well will go dry. So, whole day you may distribute. But rest of the, half of the day you may distribute. Half of the day should allow the well to fill up. How do you fill up? That is our sadhana. But that well will not fill up unless there is a big body of water nearby. Praptasya kalyana guna arunavasya vande guru shri charana. Association of devotees whose heart is filled with nectar, we have to humbly associate. In that association, and association actually means following those instructions and practicing that sadhana. So three things, jive daya, and for jive daya, you have to have ruchi. And that name ruchi comes when there is Vaishnava seva. So there should be input, maintenance and output. The balance of all the three is required. Simply output without maintenance and without input, you will go dry. Simply input and maintenance without distribution, you will rot. So all these three must be balanced. We have compassion to distribute. That is actually a sign of love. Love means serving those whom Krishna loves. Not just, I come to Krishna and say, Krishna, I love you. A neophyte may also say, but at least we should become a Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses, love of God should manifest as deep friendship with those whom Krishna loves, that is devotees, as love for the holy name, Nameruchi. And if you love someone, his headache is your headache. What is Krishna's headache? Krishna's headache is, how will these people, that's why he comes from the material, to this material world. And a devotee says, don't worry Krishna, I will also serve my best to relieve your headache, transcendental headache. So, compassion for the conditioned souls. All this is a sign of love. All the three. When we balance this, that is maturity. Then, on a long term, till the last breath of our life, we could actually substantially contribute. And in the process, make a truce with someone, do whatever is necessary. Do the needful, as Prabhupada said. We'll be able to do it. Otherwise, we may just go off track or off balance and get thrown off. I hope I've answered your question. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanandi.